text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, an art exhibition in response to the Toon Baby scandal opens in University College Cork on Monday night for 5 days, having already been hosted in the Inspire Gallery here in Dublin in January. The exhibition is entitled Stay With Me, and it's curated by journalist Alison O'Reilly and curator Dino Notaro. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell has been speaking to those behind the exhibition, as well as to survivors and their families. Morning, Brian.
Morning,
listen,
Mary.
I suppose in this country we've struggled a little to memorialise or commemorate this aspect of our past.
I think that's a fair statement, and partly it's because I think we've struggled at times to get to the bottom of aspects of the mother and baby homes. There is, as we know, still question marks around the identities of babies in Toon. Perhaps, for example, DNA testing may hold the key there in the next few months and years, while in Besborough in Cork, we actually can't account for the final resting place of many of the babies who died there or who died shortly after birth. So a lot of question marks still exist. And of course, we've had this debate around former laundry sites, Sean McDermott Street, for example, the Donnybrook Laundry just down the road from Montrose, where the National Museum at the moment are in there cataloguing items, and hopefully they will be exhibited Sunday as well in Cork, where there's an apartment complex planned. And I suppose the challenge is how to ensure these sites acknowledge their past and then are developed into the future. So questions as to how we interrogate this past. We weren't great, for example, at commemorating the famine for many years. It was really Irish Americans who kick-started that whole commemoration, and art would seem to be very well placed to prompt discussion and debate around this.
Absolutely. So listen, this exhibition features 20 artists, Brian, and the work also includes, I think, a range of response to this subject area. You met one very interesting artist, Tina Whelan. Tell me about her work.
Yeah, I met with her in the Blackwater Artist Group studio on Wandsford Quay in Cork City Centre, and her piece is a really interesting piece called Untitled Babies. I'll actually let Tina explain what it's all about. It's contained inside a suitcase, and she opened it for me.
Here we have a suitcase with the floor of it is turf, broken up turf. Not about pathos, more how we can connect with it. You know, we'll be coming from very different backgrounds. What I'm trying to do is connect with those times in not in a way that will re-stimulate distress. I'm trying to go a bit deeper to get an understanding of why people behaved badly. What was in the air that would allow this?
Why is it important that the artistic community would respond?
You can connect in with an art piece, it can evoke a response in you in a way that the written word can't. It can hit, as I was saying, somewhere in your body. Your body registers and resonates. So there's connection with something outside the spoken word, I think, and without outside intellect, which to me is absolutely wonderful and bordering on magical.
Artist Tina Whelan there speaking to you, Brian. And of course, she spoke about the kinds of response from artists to the issues of Toon and Besborough. What about survivors and their families? You met some of them. How do they feel about this exhibition?
I suppose there are some who are going to find it very difficult, and then there are some I met who welcome the fact that one of our leading universities in Cork is hosting this, and it keeps the focus on those unanswered questions. It also, I think, helps strip away those layers of shame and stigma which built up over decades. Let me bring you two responses from survivors to this exhibition, which opens on Monday. First up here, Miriam, is Finbar O'Regan, and Finbar was born in a county home in Clonakilty in West Cork. He lived there with his mum up until the age of 5.
I was born in Clonakilty Mother and Baby Home on the 28th of March 1952. My mother was put in there, I would imagine, on October 1951. And then I was farmed out. So we went to a farmhouse. They run a farm in West Cork. I was there for about 7 years. You worked, and they got a fee as well for keeping you.
And the idea of how do you mark that episode of Irish history and the Irish present? I mean, you're still living with it.
Yeah. Well, I feel very badly about it at times. I had a very bad bowel problem I still have it, but I'm getting treatment now for it. And I have been told, reliably told, that it was from being put on solids when you were too young.
And I'm wondering too, Finbar, exhibitions like this, are they important to ensure that lid on the past is kept lifted?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because if this is left eye, you know, the whole thing dies with it.
Maybe I'm asking you a personal question, but did you get redress?
No.
Why was that?
The Commissioner of Inquiry didn't want to know.
Because the particular institution you were in wasn't part of the of that inquiry.
Yeah, yeah.
And you feel it should have been, obviously. You talked about how physically there are marks from that time, but how else has it impacted on you, do you think?
Probably when I was younger, it didn't make much difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the last 20, 25 years, as I got older, you know, had flashbacks, mm-hmm. you know. I remember my mother actually crying to get out of that place.
Things so, no young child should see.
Things that a young child shouldn't see. That's correct.
Oh, what a lovely man, Brian. Mm. You also went to Bessborough with the daughter of someone who spent time there, and he's still searching for answers.
Well, I met with an extraordinary woman, Carmel Cantwell, and she has done incredible work, I think, over the last 2.5 decades to try and find out information about her own brother, who happened to be born in Bessborough, died shortly afterwards, and she's been trying to retrace his history. She'll attend the exhibition next week, but we actually sat in the car outside the gates of Bessborough yesterday afternoon, and I talked to Carmel Cantwell about why it is important to keep these issues in focus.
Well, we're outside the gates of Bessborough. It's significant for me because my mother was here in 1960 and gave birth to a little boy, but unfortunately he died 6 weeks later in St Finbar's Hospital.
I know from speaking to you before you spent quite a bit of time trying to establish the facts around that.
Yes, the best part of 25 years. My mother came to Bessborough in 94 and 95 to make inquiries about what happened to her baby. It's only now that the burials report was issued by the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes that we found out that he's actually buried in Cars Hill. In Tuam, at least they do have a plot where they can at least excavate the bodies. Here in Bessborough we've got approximately 840 children, which the burial place is unknown. But this expedition is very important to keep this subject alive. You know, the whole story about how women were treated, pregnant women were treated out of wedlock and their children.
Do you see a growing public recognition or a growing ownership of this aspect of our past?
Yes and no. I wonder whether the Irish people are actually... It's going over their heads now. There's been so many... I don't know if really we want to know anymore, but there are a few of us that want to keep this alive, because being suggested to me, look, you know where your brother is now, perhaps it's time for you to take a step back, but I just can't get out of my head that there are 840 children that where we don't know the place they're buried. I think it's very important, because just if you can't justify the past, then you're not going to be able to justify the future.
Carmel Cantwell there, Brian. And look, we all hope she gets the answers she and others are looking for. And thanks for your report, Brian. And that exhibition, Stay With Me, opens, of course, next Monday and will run until Friday in the Aula Maxima in UCC. After the break, the future of Lochree Power Station.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.